This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and doing all that fun stuff. And I really mean that sincerely. I really do like when you guys are interactive, whether it's up there on the website or on the... Because we have the website, we have an old-fashioned chat room. That's not saying that people are in it old. It's just old-fashioned. I like it that way. We can head over to Facebook, and over at Facebook they've got the new live chat room, all that fun stuff. I guess it's a live feed. That's what they call it, live feed. There you go, for those of you who don't know. Anyway, I am Joe Messina. Head up to the website, therealside.com, because there you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. There's a lot you can do to get involved, because I do. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you to have a clue as to what's going on, because this is crazy. I mean, in all sincerity, this is nuts the way this is going down, or these things go down. And last night we were playing clips from Sheila Jackson Lee. Not just Sheila Jackson Lee, but Sheila Jackson Lee as it pertains to the sisters, Diamond and Silk. And today, I don't know, in the grand scheme of things, it wasn't that long. Listening to some of their stuff. It really was not that long. And the thing I loved about it was they took no grief. I don't mean they took a little grief. I mean they took, so we're clear, no grief. They weren't interested in misinformation. They weren't interested in somebody not telling the truth. And they even called out some of these guys, right? They called out some of the... congressmen, congresspeople, whatever the heck they call them. I'm trying to be politically correct. You know me. So I get a big kick out of all that. Again, I get a big kick out of all this. Because of the way that they handle it. Not me, necessarily. Not what I think is right or not right or what have you. So we'll hit that in a little while, because I need a lot more than the few minutes I have at the top of the hour. I'm gonna play some of this. I gotta play some of those clips. I got stuff. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us. I don't want to do that story. That's boring. We didn't really get to through the whole story, but the Ig Nobel Peace Prize, the Ig Nobel secretary, who admitted that Obama's prize was a mistake. He basically says in the article, or he says in his comments, that Obama hadn't done anything. It was all basically on speculation of what he might do. Yeah, he wrote a letter, got all of that. But who else do you know has won a Peace Prize or anything like that just by writing a letter? Just curious. And speaking of Sheila Jackson Lee, one of my favorites, obviously... DHS Secretary answered, we're not taking any new DACA applicants. Now, this is right after the judge told him they had to open it up again. See, this would have never happened under Obama. They would have never have pushed back. A single federal judge doesn't have a right to do this. Right? I mean, this is where I think that as far as the as far as the Supreme Court goes, it's kind of like the President's Court, to a degree. He should be able to bring his cases there right away. Because as this stuff gets stretched out, like the travel ban, if you would, he had to actually make this one long enough so he could make it through the court system so he could actually enforce it. But DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen told the House Homeland Security Committee on Thursday that the Department of Homeland Security is not required to take new applications for deferred action or the DACA kids, despite the federal judge's rulings. Now, Sheila Jackson Lee had a problem with that. Well, that's nothing new. She has a poor grasp of the English language. She asked Nielsen whether her department is taking new DACA applications, to which Nielsen replied, "We're not taking new applications right now, no, ma'am." I love it. Put her in right in her place. Let's see if I can get this up for you, up and running for you. Here you go. This is
all the other questions I'd appreciate it if you would more extensively answer in writing. I do want to just conclude by emphasizing the treatment of DACA status individuals. What is the department's position, since most courts have indicated that DACA is a legitimate status?
One court, really, really, really pretty much one court. And not only that, DACA basically is an approval from the president through a, what do they call that, executive order, not law, executive order, right? How does a judge rule on, I've always been curious this, how does a judge rule on an executive order that's not, unless it's totally against the law, that's not a law. So President Obama writes the executive order in DACA, not a law, and a judge comes in and says that President Trump has no right to turn that over, turn that off. How does that work? I'm curious. If anybody can figure that out, let me know, because apparently I'm not smart enough to figure it out on my own.
To indicate to your employees that they should not be treated precipitously and disrespectfully and detained, which is what is happening.
We are complying with all court orders. So what that means is if you are currently registered DACA recipient, you will not be deported. If you have applied for recertification as a DACA individual, you also will not be deported.
And you will take new applications?
We are not taking new applications right now, no, ma'am.
All right, if you could give me answers to all the rest, including...
She's a... The House Homeland Security Chief there is a woman, right? I mean, unless I'm missing something here, right? Well, no, the reason I say that... See, that's her right there. Because I keep hearing how Trump doesn't like women, and he doesn't appoint women to positions of authority. But every time I turn around, Secretary of Transportation, I think, is a woman... She doesn't identify one. She actually has all the parts and pieces. And the same thing with this lady. I don't know. I'll have to figure it out in a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I do mean it. Hey, I got news today that, you know, you guys know every year we go to Politicon, and usually that happens around June, I think end of May, beginning of June, or something like that. They've pushed it to October. What is wrong with these people? Can't start any trouble. They're afraid that all the weight or everything that happens, you know, not going to happen. We'll forget about it if they do it too early. Anyway, So more news to come on that. That'll be a lot of fun. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It's like the Sheila Jackson Lee Hour. Seriously. I'm having so much fun with the craziness, her craziness. And no, it's not because she's black, because I know I'll hear about that. No, it's because she's crazy, and not because she's a woman. And not because she's a black woman. Because she's just a crazy person. Seriously, single-digit IQs. Right? I mean, it's just amazing. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. So she is asking questions of the Department of Homeland Security Secretary. And which is really funny. I mean, her name is Kirsten with a J. K-I-R-S-T-J-E-N. That's got to be a... You think that's a typo?
No.
Okay. Well, whatever. No, Nielsen.
Like Polish
okay. You making fun of the Polish people?
Yeah.
You know? They've been on the spell?
Like
all right. So Sheila Jackson Lee is not happy with the fact that the that they're not taking new DACA applications. And, you know, Sheila, in her infinite wisdom, she knows better than the Department of Homeland Security as to what they should and shouldn't be doing. So she's decided she's going to school. She's going to school the Department of Homeland Security on how they should and or should not be doing, should not be acting. Take a listen.
Why you're not taking new...
It's not required at the moment. So, as you know, we ended the program because it was an inappropriate use of executive
power. I understand.
If
you could just put that in writing, since the courts have indicated your ending of the program was incorrect, why you're not...
Yeah. If Sheila, wake up. Hey, wake up. Listen, did you hear her earlier? She said that if you already have an application in, if you're already working on your DACA application, they're not going to stop. If you've put one in, they haven't looked at it yet, they're still not going to stop. They're just not taking any new ones. Because the court has given them 90 days to explain their position on not taking new ones. Because a judge feels that they didn't do a good job of presenting their case. That's kind of unheard of in and of itself. Usually the judge has a ruling, he leaves the room, somebody says something to him later on, he goes, well, they did a lousy job of putting their case out. They didn't give him a second chance. He's giving these people a second chance. Right?
Taking new applications.
Okay, so just to be clear, though, the courts have not said that. What the courts have said as of recently in the last couple days is they've asked the department with the 90 days to come and provide them additional information. Should they find that that information is not sufficient, they reserve the right to take additional action. No court has ordered me to allow new DACA recipients.
I disagree with you.
Of course she does. She doesn't have a good grasp of the English language. You know, the woman can never get it right. I think this is hilarious. And, you know, you people in Texas that have her are in her area. I'd like one of you to call into the show, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tell me about a coherent conversation you've had with this woman. I would love to send me interviews of her in that area because I just don't get it. I don't get it. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you can do it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. I said I was going to do it. I'm going to do it now. So, the Donald, or President Trump, as we love to call him, apparently he has some kind of in with Diamond and Silk. At least every Democrat legislator slash lawmaker thinks so. I find it highly amusing. Extremely amusing, I should say. And during their hearings, the congressional hearings, whether you're, I don't care whose side you're on, but you have to go listen to this. You have to go listen to the hypocrisy behind the Democrats when it comes to Diamond and Silk. Because if this is a white congressman asking these same questions to these two black women, all heck would break loose. I mean, seriously. But because they hate them so much, it's no big deal. So, take a listen. Like I said, Let's have some fun. I want to have fun with this. I don't want to make myself nuts with it. Let's have some fun with this. Let's see. That will do it. And,
This is Hardaway, one of the very distinguished witnesses for your presence here today. Question for Mrs. Hardaway. Have you ever publicly expressed an opinion about the presidency of Barack Obama?
No, because I wasn't into politics or anything like that. So when you say, wait a minute, hold on, when you say public, well, not when he was in office. Let me back up. If I had something to say, it was during the election when they were running.
And what was that opinion?
That I didn't think he was a good president. He didn't do anything for the black community. Look at the people from Chicago, and he was from Chicago. So I had a very vocal opinion. But while he was in office, like the first, before the election, I didn't publicly say anything because I just wasn't into it.
Appreciate
until Donald
that.
Trump came along.
You got to love her. I mean, you got to love her. Because let me back up, man. Let me finish. I mean, she was trying. She is laying it out in plain, simple English.
Now, are you familiar with a governmental entity called the Federal Election Commission?
The FEC, I am.
And are you aware that presidential campaigns are required to submit what's called campaign finance disclosure reports with the FEC?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And those FEC disclosure reports detail...
Now, I know some of you may have heard this, some of you may not have heard this. But he's trying to trap them right now. He's trying to catch them. Okay? And like Sheila Jackson Lee before him, they thought they had... he thought he had them. He had Bupkis. Okay? We'll do more of this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. Thanks. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. Otherwise, this is all pretty boring. I don't want to be here all by myself. So I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. All right. But, you know, we love to, when people let us know, we love to say happy birthday. Well, I'm not going to say happy birthday to you. Or I'm not going to sing happy birthday. I'll say happy birthday. But I'm not going to sing it. So, Barb in the chat room, we hear it's your birthday today. Don't tell us what number it is. I don't think that's the right thing to do. You can email me and let me know. But I won't tell anybody. Now, I think you're old enough to know who this is. Unless you're 12 today. In which case, if your parents are looking, you listen to this show, there's a problem. Yeah, how do we know for sure? Can you send us a birth certificate? And not from Hawaii either, you know what I'm saying? Happy birthday to you. May you have a gazillion more. I mean, if you want a gazillion more, I guess. May you have many, many, many more. Thanks for listening to the show tonight. Always appreciate the time that you guys interact. Interaction is good, you know what I'm saying? And I do appreciate the time you spend, you know, just talking with us, texting, tweeting, being involved, being engaged. It is a big deal. And I don't know. You know, I was listening to some of the other guys on the air and on the Twitter and places like that. I cannot do the nasty 24/7 politics. You know, there's 2,947 other shows out there that are constantly beating on the Dems, beating on all that. I don't want to do it. So, I mean, if you're looking for some of those guys that have, you know, absolutely, I know Democrats that are good people, nice people, sane people. My dad. I mean, come on, I'm not going to put that on my family. Well, there are some nuts in my family. I have no problem telling them that. But for the most part, they're sane. They act, they vote, they think like I do. And when you think about it, you know, again, I mean, here in California, a Republican, jeez, you'd be, you know, it's like an endangered species. And most of the Republicans here are more like, I don't know, middle-of-the-road Democrats, really. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Got Diamond and Silk. We're going through their what do you want to call it, the hearing that they just had. And Representative Jeffries did not understand. Apparently he didn't bring his boots with him because he didn't understand how deep he was going to step into this. And the thing I love about these two is not because they're Diamond Silk and who they are or even who they represent, but here's the deal. They did not let the Democrats take advantage of them. They did not let them put them down. They pushed back and fought back. Here, take a listen, maybe.
Contributions made to the Trump campaign. Are you aware of that fact?
It could be. I mean, okay.
And the FEC...
Now, notice she didn't try to make it up as she went. Oh, yeah, I'm quite familiar. No, she didn't. She said, oh, okay, well, yeah, if you say so.
Reports also publicly disclose what's called expenditures or disbursements made by the Trump campaign. Are you aware of that fact?
Well, I keep hearing it. I heard somebody put out a news article that was out there, but...
Okay.
Doesn't he sound so smart?
Let me enter into the record, Mr. Chairman. I ask unanimous consent for what's called the post-general election FEC report filed by the Trump campaign on May 12, 2017.
Yes. Can he tell me how
Sir,
much...
Mr. Comer?
Okay.
Without objection.
Thank you very much. Now, Ms. Holloway, I think you stated on the record today, at least three times,
mm-hmm.
quote, we were not paid by the Trump campaign. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Now, I got to play that part from Sheila Jackson Lee. We'll do that later on. Because Sheila Jackson Lee kept saying, were you paid by the Trump campaign? And she said, no, we weren't paid anything from the Trump campaign. So you weren't paid $300? No, we weren't paid $300. You weren't paid $300? No, we weren't paid $300. You weren't paid $1,118? No. We weren't paid any money. You could tell on her list what she wants to say is, are you dumb? Are you deaf? What part of we didn't get paid any money are you not understanding? So this guy's just picking it up. It's great.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, are you aware that your testimony today is under oath subject to the penalty of perjury?
Yes, we are aware of that.
Okay. Now, the FEC report dated May 12, 2017,
mm-hmm.
states that on November 22, 2016, the campaign of Donald J. Trump, mm-hmm. or President Incorporated, paid Diamond and Silk
mm-hmm.
$1,274.94 for field consulting.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with that?
We're familiar with that particular lie. We can see that you do look at fake news. What happened is, and what should have happened is, you should have come to our mouth to see what exactly happened
right.
before a false...
Now, watch this. He's going to try to twist this. So don't get complacent here. You need to pay attention to their words. You need to watch what they do.
Narrative was put out there about the $1,274.94. So let me explain right now to you and the world.
Hold on 1 second, because I want to give you the opportunity to explain, which is why I'm asking the question.
Right.
I'm actually trying to figure, are you calling this FEC document fake? Well, actually, let me get some
clarity. No, we're not calling that fake.
I'm going to give you an opportunity to respond.
Okay.
I'm struggling. I'm really just trying to figure out, right? Because you have an FEC document that clearly indicates that the two of you were paid for field consulting by the Trump campaign. That's just one document. There may be others that are out here. And presumably, this was a document filed with genuineness and authenticity by the campaign of the president that you so love.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just trying to figure out.
We understand.
Who
that this
is
fine.
Lying here? Is it the
See, the president that you so loved. Why do you have to throw that in there? What's his problem?
Trump campaign or
Nobody is lying. However, there may have been a mistake from the Trump campaign whenever they wrote what the $1,274.94 right. was for. Actually, this was for because we was asked to join the Women for Trump tour back in 2016. And Ms. Laura Trump asked that our airline tickets be refunded back to us
right.
because we paid for those tickets when we went from New York to Ohio. I have the email right here, which substantiates what happened on September the 11th, whenever Laura Trump wrote to Allen to tell them to reimburse us. So that $1,274.
Well, now let me just ask you one final question.
Quack.
It was for a reimbursement.
I understand.
That's right, not field consultants.
I've
never been paid by the Trump campaign.
I appreciate that, and I'm just trying to figure out whether. Consistent with what the president indicated, he urged you to monetize your support for him. And I'm just trying to figure
he
out.
He urged us to monetize our platform, and there's nothing wrong with that. As you, as an African American, you're not going to make us feel guilty because we're going to get out here and we're going to take advantage of these platforms and monetize,
that's
just
right.
like everybody else do. I don't see you walking up to a white person and saying, "Oh, you shouldn't be monetizing that."
No.
So why are you, as an African American, making it?
The gentleman's time is
wrong with us monetizing.
Everybody there has got a smile on it. He can't get far enough under the desk. And now he actually is dumb enough. This is the guy. You sure this is the guy that thought Guam was going to flip over?
No, that's not this guy.
Oh, okay. All right. I mean, he is actually dumb enough to think he's going to get one up on them.
I respect your game. I really
do. Gentlemen's not a game.
Love it. That's. And then he closes it off by saying, "That's your game." He called it a game. Is he brain dead? I mean, seriously, why would you do that? How dumb can you be? These women are for real. And that's the problem. They don't get. They don't get that they're actually for real. They really want, these ladies really want to make a difference. They really want to do something different. So I get the biggest kick out. I really do. I get the biggest kick out of this stuff. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. Stay here. Got a lot more coming up after the break.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
In 6 miles to Chicago, we got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just engaging. For me, that's the big deal. Just engage, and I'll be a very happy camper. And the reason we lose all the time is because we don't engage. We don't fight back. I didn't ask you.
Chairman,
shut up. Anyway. Always a pleasure to have you with me again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you just joined us, part of what we're talking about here is Diamond and Silk and their testimony in front of Congress. Now, you're going, some of you go, that's boring stuff, I'm not really interested. No, you need to be interested, and I'll tell you why. Because it's the first time I've seen anybody, and I think that they were surprised too. First time I've seen an average citizen, especially, without millions of dollars in the bank that they didn't know what to do with, push back on Congress. These women are not allowing them to have their way with them. These women are not allowing them to make them look like idiots. I mean, matter of fact, the Dems in the room are making themselves look like idiots with the way they're treating them. But they're pushing back on everything. They're not allowing them to get away with twisting words. What do you want to call it? Misspeaks? Whatever the heck turns you on when it comes to that kind of conversation. They're just not allowing it. So here's a little bit more on the question. I mean, obviously we can't get through the whole thing, but I just love these ladies enough to want to go do some more here. Hold on.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. PC, I'd almost tempted to yield my time back to Mr. Johnson, but... instead, before I forget, I have some documents I'd like to ask consent to enter into the record. The first one is from Mr. Jim Hoft of the Gateway Pundit, St. Louis. And he's the one who initiated the beginnings of this hearing today. He has taken a pretty hard hit himself in multiple different ways. And I've watched as his views have gone from and dropped down from 33%. Facebook page was 33% of the overall views down to 3%.
That's right.
1/11th of what it was. That would be evidence of censorship, in my opinion. A number of other comments in there that I'd like to introduce that into the record, along with a Christian publisher says Google banned it over Faith We Express, which illustrates that quoting the Bible can get you censored in this country. And there are multiple charts here delivered
just
by
sad.
The Gateway Pundit of other, here's Gateway Pundit's traffic, here's the President's traffic, which the gentleladies expressed in their testimony, the Young Conservatives' traffic, which went from around 5.75 million down to essentially nothing, and in a similar period of time, multiple other sites, conservative sites, all of them, the graphics and the charts, it's the best material out here that quantifies this impact, I think, produced by Mr. Jim Hoft. And I hope that one day he can come and testify before this Congress as well, because my private conversation with him has been very powerful. And I ask unanimous consent to introduce these documents into the record. In hearing, no objection. Objection be made part of the record. Sorry. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And you know, you hear this stuff, and I know they go pretty fast for you, but here's the deal. A lot of the conservatives, I've been telling you guys this for a while, a lot of us conservatives have been hit hard by this. And there's some conservative groups, that commentators and what have you, actually stopped doing their shows over it. Because the majority of the money comes in off of these social websites, off of advertising dollars. You know, it's how many people go to your website, how many people do the click-through, how many you know views do you have, or how many do you reach on Facebook. Those are big deal numbers. So the reason, you know, the Gateway Pundit, you know, he's part of a group that I'm part of. And he has taken a major beating. And the part I didn't play for you tonight, or yet, but I probably won't play it at all because you're pretty smart people, you already know. Diamond and Silk actually went through their numbers. And it was a group I was talking to, you know, a fellow that runs a group that I'm affiliated with. I'm not part of, but I'm affiliated with. And we were running down the numbers for the year, coming into the end of the year, and he said, look, Joe, here's the real numbers. We're looking at over $300,000 in December. Now, there's 10 people in the group, so, you know, they pulled in advertising fees, over $300,000. In January, that dropped to, you ready for this? $171,000. Come on, let that sink in. And you say, well, okay, it's the holiday stuff, not a big deal. All right, yeah, okay, the holiday stuff. February dropped to 71,000 or 72, something like that. And in March, when the numbers came in at the end of March, they were down to 28. And nobody has a clue what's going to happen for April, but it looks like it just might clear double digits. And was it last night? Or when did we have Deontay Johnson on? Oh, a couple of nights ago, right? And we couldn't get his Twitter handle. We couldn't. What was his Twitter handle? Or?
Yeah, couldn't find it.
Couldn't find it. You know, you punch his name, you couldn't find his Twitter handle. You know how it does a search? It gives you something might be close or something like or somebody looks like, smells like, is like. No. Couldn't find it. Diamond of Silk says for a day or two after Zucky, the Zuckster, gave his testimony, things seemed to loosen up a little bit. But on day three or four, it was right back to where it was. So the left can scream all they want to that we're making this up as we go, but it's not true. And Congress is getting an earful. And so should you.
And now, where do I go with this? My first thoughts are this, that I'm thinking about a situation like Jim Hoff and Gateway Pundit, the fourth most influential conservative pundit throughout the last election cycle, watching his traffic be cut to 1/11th of what it was just on Facebook alone. And I don't see that Jim Hoff has as much television presence, perhaps, as our Diamond and Silk have. So I wanted to ask you, Ms. Hardaway, or you, Ms. Richardson, if you didn't have a spot on Fox News, if you had to rely on just watching your traffic go down on YouTube and on Facebook and on Twitter and wherever else, would you have a chance to have a voice to express this, or could it be that because you had another outlet, this issue came up far enough that now America's watching?
Absolutely. Because we had another outlet, because the Republicans, certain Republicans spoke out about it and took up for the little voices like ourselves, is how this came to light. That's if right. not, we would, when they deemed us unsafe to the community, it would have been that. They told us we couldn't appeal it. We would have been out. And this is what happened oftentimes with people in our country, particularly minorities, where these big giants, they take and they put their feet on your neck. They pull the rug right up from under you and then dare you to move. You know, they tell us to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps. But how can we do that when they take those same straps and use them to hang us out to dry? That is not fair, and that's got to stop in this country. And it stops today with everybody.
Don't you love them? They're not letting these guys off the hook. They're not letting them get away. But look, if you hop on up on YouTube, there's a place called Live Satellite News. And they don't have the best in video there. You know, they might make you a little dizzy because they keep going back and forth really fast. But here's the thing. I don't care what it looks like. I want to hear it. And he's cut these chunks out that I think you'll appreciate. So if you want to know, this is why I always say to you guys, you've got to do your homework. If you want real information, you want the right thing, don't depend on me. I mean, I do my best, but I screw up. Don't depend on me, though. Get other people, do your own homework. Check out things on your own. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I looked up the Gateway Pundit. Like I said, he's part of a group I'm part of. And we don't all know each other really well. But when you look him up online, and you look it up through Wikipedia, right? That's one of the first two that show up. It's hilarious. It says, the Gateway Pundit is a far-right pro-Trump website. Now, he's been around forever. This is not new. The site's not new. The site didn't show up when Trump showed up. He's got some time on him. So, the whole goal of that site, the reason the left hates that site so much, the whole goal of that site is to expose the wickedness of the left. You know, he was one guy beating his brains out trying to make that work. Now I think there's a dozen people that work there or work under him. But what's really funny, and somebody tried to throw at me today, media bias, don't go there, don't give me any traffic. Media bias, factcheck.com. Since the site is a questionable source, and it extremes one or more of the following biases: overt propaganda, poor or no sourcing at all, a source of fake news. And the fake news is a deliberate attempt to publish hoaxes and or disinformation. Isn't that funny? And I'll bet you can't find anything negative on left-leaning sites or hardcore left sites. Not at Media Bias, anyway. And that's why I said these are a different dictionary than we are. They could care less. And we are taxed with, or whatever word you want to use, trying to keep up with them. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. A teacher orders students to write papers on Trump's lies. Did I do that last night? I didn't. We'll be back in a minute.